For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Parkland School Safety Commission, formed after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, is recommending training and arming teachers despite opposition in the community. Sheriff Bob Galteri in Pinellas County, Florida, supports the measure.
We have to give people a fighting chance. We've got to give them an opportunity to protect themselves, in my view. We don't have enough to put cops in every school or multiple cops in every school, and we're not maximizing the use of the guardian program, and one person, one good guy with a gun on every campus is not adequate.
The proposal has yet to go before the governor or state lawmakers. A gunman killed 17 students and staff members back in February. Just hours after the president named Budget Director Mick Mulvaney his new chief of staff, he's now looking for a new Interior Secretary. President Trump tweeted this morning that Secretary Ryan Zinke will depart the administration at the end of the year after serving just 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Even though Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his position at the end of the year, the House Natural Resources Committee still intends to have Zinke testify about allegations he took part in ethical violations. A federal judge in Texas rules that the Affordable Care Act is invalid, saying last year's tax cut bill eliminated the penalty for not having coverage. The ruling is expected to be appealed. Congressman Lou Correa says there's a lot of good in Obamacare.
Medicare took about 60, 70 years to get where it got. The Affordable Care Act has had about 6, 7 years. We need to bring down the costs. We need to make sure it's affordable for everybody.
The judge's ruling will likely have no immediate impact on people who buy insurance coverage through federal or state marketplaces. Most consumers can still purchase 2019 coverage on the federal marketplace through tonight. If Congress is racing to avoid a partial government shutdown next Friday over the president's border wall, you couldn't tell it by their schedule. The House is on an extended 5-day weekend, returning Wednesday night. The Senate returns Monday after a 3-day absence. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. Secretary of Defense and State meet with their Canadian counterparts and discuss a variety of issues in Washington. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland says the arrest of a second Canadian in China over what may be in retaliation of the arrest of a Chinese Huawei executive in Canada is a huge priority for them.
Ambassador McCallum was able now to see and speak with and meet with Mr. Kovrig, and we're glad that that could happen. I've spoken also to family members of both men, and I just want to say and reassure all Canadians, but especially the family and friends of Mr. Kovrig, Mr. Satvor, this is a huge priority for our government.
Bill Cosby will continue to be housed in a new state prison about 20 miles from his Philadelphia area estate. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court Friday rejected his request to be released on bail while he appeals his sexual assault conviction. Cosby is serving a 3-to-10-year sentence for drugging and assaulting a Temple University employee back in 2004. The U.S. Border Patrol says a 7-year-old girl who died while she was in custody appeared to be in good health when she was first detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says it's a dangerous journey.
Does the administration take responsibility for a parent taking a child on a trek through Mexico to get to this country? No.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.